This is Drumkun. In the previous episode, I spoke about the attention economy and its strange demands on the musician. You, the listener, the audience, are the primary target of the attention economy and its theatrics. You are the goose that lays the golden egg. Today, I want to look at a case study of the personality of Lady Gaga, a music phenomenon who has cultivated a global cult of personality. Please underline the keywords cult of personality. That is the subject and focus of my podcast. Not the person, not the human being hosting the personality, but the personality itself. So, this is not about Stefani, Joanne, Angelina, Germanotta. No. It's about an entity, or rather, personality known as Lady Gaga and how it managed to invade my psyche with its aura and symbolism without my express consent. This is the key word, without my express consent. Please remember, I'm only sharing my opinion. I'm not endorsing Lady Gaga or any or the associated brands or entities it represents. To begin with, I cannot honestly name one Lady Gaga song or title of any of her albums. I have never been a fan of its music. This is the honest truth. However, some of its symbolism has somehow etched itself inside my psyche without my consent. And this is the reason for making this particular podcast. Now, how did Lady Gaga manage to invade my psyche with its symbolism? What is the appeal of its symbolism that it even managed to etch itself inside my psyche when I'm not even a fan of its music? This puzzles me greatly. So I took the liberty to do my own due diligence, my own research, by making a careful analysis and study of its Twitter posts going far back to 2017, and I discovered some amazing secrets, mysterious things of what makes up Lady Gaga magic spell, as I prefer to call it. Now, remember, this is my own opinion, which I'm entitled to under freedom of speech conventions. What I want to do, however, is to erase any trace of its symbolism that has etched itself into my psyche by expelling the demon and its aura, so to speak. I discovered, much to my horror, that its imagery is well crafted and charged like a potent spell that has some strange magical effects on the very human psyche. Just even a few seconds exposure to that imagery has some kind of impact, a lasting impact on your subconscious mind. The imagery has some strange force and power to it that appeals to the deep senses and bombards the mind with subliminal cues and messaging, affecting not only the brain neurons, but also the soul. I suppose that is what Lady Gaga calls the aura of her fame. My due diligence and research and study of its aura from its imagery on Twitter going back to 2017 revealed the following ingredients in the Gaga magic spell. Firstly, it's visual masquerade and sex appeal. Now, these are keywords: visual masquerade and sex appeal. Please read the definition of masquerade and the definition of sex appeal. Now, the sex appeal part is very obvious, and I do not even need to comment further on that. However, Lady Gaga has mastered the mysterious craft, and keywords again, mysterious craft of visual saliency. Please read the word or the definition, visual saliency. Now, she has mastered this mysterious craft of visual saliency, which makes it immediately stand out and grab headlines and attention. It craves attention and thrives from it, and knows how to wield its magical force to get it. The power of makeup aids its distinctive visual masquerade. On this point, it is important to revisit one of the notes written and published by the host on Twitter on 2019-07-09. It said, I quote, "I have come to accept that I discovered my beauty by having the ability to invent myself and transform." Let's carefully analyze the words. Now, the ability to self-invent and self-transform into an alter ego, as it is known, is in and of itself a magical working, and the goal of most occult magicians is that self-transformation and reinvention. You know, it is tantamount to opening oneself up to a paranormal demonic entity, to be completely possessed by it and become it. It also writes, "When I was young," I quote, "when I was young, I never felt beautiful, and I struggled to find a sense of both inner and outer beauty. I discovered the power of makeup," close quote. Now, this quote and the previous quote, it's talking about this obsession with beauty. And in the quest of that obsession of beauty, it learned the ability, which is the craft, to invent itself and to transform. And here it says, it discovered, I quote, "I discovered the power of makeup." Remember the keyword here, close quote. The keyword is the power of makeup. Where does the power of makeup come from? Wielding the power of makeup is a craft truly mastered by a few. Makeup transforms the appearance of something to make it more appealing than it normally would. Now, makeup and masquerade, if you read those two definitions, we're beginning to see a clear picture emerging here. And it goes on to say in another quote, I quote, open quote, "It was then that I invented Lady Gaga. I found the superhero within me by looking in the mirror and seeing who I wanted to be," close quote. Now, you have to remember that mirrors are used in a lot of occult magical workings. And let's analyze this further. The superhero, you know, within her, we're now talking about this entity, another force within her that she invents or invented is in fact the entity taking possession of its host, in my humble opinion. Secondly, its symbolism and iconography appeal is well crafted and charged like some strange magical charm or sigil that is aided by some kind of malevolent invisible entity. Now, the key word here is sigil. You can read the definition, S-I-G-I-L. That is the key word. Now, whether it has one hand on her right or left eye, strange symbols on its forehead, strange high priestess headdresses, strange hand gestures and signals, etc. All of that symbolism and iconography appeal is well crafted and charged like some strange magical charm or sigil that is aided by some kind of malevolent invisible entity for the sole purpose of grabbing your attention. Thirdly, its theatrical performances are so visually salient that one cannot help but pay attention to Lady Gaga. And please read the definition again of visual saliency. Fourth, its strange costume and luxury fashion apparel appeal is like no other. It sticks out like a sore thumb in any crowd, easily making it the focus of attention. Even the bracelets, necklaces, etc. are like well-oiled and charged magical charms. So basically, the fashion has a strong weirdo and luxury appeal, bombarding your senses, demanding and commanding your attention. Fifth, it is the beneficiary of white privilege. It has written this itself in its own words in a Twitter post dated 2020-05-31. I quote, "As a white privileged woman," I will read that again, quote, "As a white privileged woman, I take an oath to stand by that. We haven't, as a privileged community, done enough to fight racism," close quote. So it considers and it knows that it is a white privileged woman, and it considers that it comes from a privileged community. So it considers itself a separate entity from, say, the black community. According to its words, it considers itself superior. Six, according to what I'm reading here. Six, its Photoshop appeal. I don't know who is doing Lady Gaga's Photoshop, but the wizardry is self-evident in how the pictures, which are carefully crafted to draw the attention by all means necessary, the same Photoshop wizardry is evident in the album cover art, which stands out and sticks out like a giant phallic monument. Seventh, its overall emotional appeal from points 1 to 6 that I've mentioned before, and also through throwback nostalgia, for example, by showing its past grand performances, some candid photos of the host, and also simple old piano and guitar performances of the host, and kindness philanthropy. Number 8, the obvious self-deification and mediumship of Lady Gaga. This is a key point. I'll read it again. 8, the obvious self-deification and mediumship. Read the definition of self-deification and mediumship. It even writes on one Twitter post, "Trust me, I talked to God and she said we're gonna be okay." Close quote. So the obvious mediumship and self-deification, goddess worship rituals, and its magical workings are self-evident in its entire appeal. That, ladies and gentlemen, is the crux of the matter. In closing, I'm not attacking the one hosting the entity, Lady Gaga. Frankly, I do sympathize greatly with Stefani's physical and mental health struggles, and genuinely wish her well, and that she will find real, lasting salvation and peace in King Jesus' mighty name. Amen. So I've carried out my own due diligence, my own research, my own analysis of the personality. It is my humble conclusion that it is a mystery woman entity, the Scarlet Lady of Revelation 17, performing to feed off your attention. But to what cost? To whose cost? Please, go and read Revelation 17. I honestly believe this is the entity troubling its host, Stefani. I don't want to give the entity my attention and refuse to give it my attention. So today I'm officially and publicly unsubscribing to Gaga's unconsensual magic spell upon my psyche in King Jesus' mighty name. Amen. This is Drum Kun. Thank you.